Mr. Shrimp, you know what I love?
Big booty. Oh, I can't say that word here. Baddies. I know you like that.
Okay, yeah, but shh, in case she hears this episode. I meant another episode of Team We Tried, and Team We Tried, we're going on YouTube soon. My sister is working on a few things. Just to finish up our very first YouTube episode that is coming up soon. We're going to be promoting in our personal social media. We're going to be promoting on Twitter, which you guys already have. Hopefully, we have a Twitter account. Might
Yo,
make an
I know
Insta.
all y'all do. I know where y'all gonna live. I'm just saying, if you don't follow our Twitter, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to come in there.
And I get it. Twitter's like overdone because of our last president, and it wasn't popular beforehand. But it's a nice start. So we have a Twitter. Follow us. When our first episode of YouTube on YouTube is coming up. And you know what? We have an episode today. We skipped last week because there's a lot going on in our personal lives. A lot of bad, a lot of good. For example, I'm transferring schools.
Yo, we
And I'm
do
going to be
like
living on
that.
campus next semester. Same college, same university as my sister, so I'll be trying to help her out every day. And honestly, I need to be a better person IRL, and this is a step I need. I feel it. I can do this.
Yo, man, don't sweat it. You got this stuff. Because as long as you want to be a better person, you're gonna get there. It might take some time, but you
Yeah.
know how it goes. You got it.
And guess who I found out is still working there? Because I knew he was working there during the pandemic. I knew he left our current school for this as a full-time position.
Is it Mike?
But
Is it?
no, Barry.
It's been, bro, dude. How's he been?
It's Barry. So for obviously you guys don't know, and I haven't talked to him in a bit. So I'm kind of hoping on surprising him in the fall. But Barry's been a huge mentor of mine. And one of the biggest lessons he's instilled in me is you can never stop improving. And I know for myself, when I first started at our current, our at the community college of our state XY, insert state here, because you can't give that out. It was just out of high school. I didn't know what direction to take, because I didn't, well, I did get into the university of my dreams, but scholarships weren't helping, so I was going to go to community college. This is not the right tangent, is it? We have a Pokemon episode.
This is a pretty deep tangent. But if you
It
want to keep it Pokemon related, hey guys, when you think of if when you think of Barry, just think of the rival from Gen 4, in Sinnoh. Was that Sinnoh or was that
Yeah.
another
So,
thing? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was Sinnoh.
no, that was Sinnoh. That was Sinnoh.
Yeah.
But long story short, I didn't know what direction I was taking, and he kind of helped guide me into a better and more mature person, a little more professional, a little more confident. And one of those things that was huge, was helping me in student government, making me a better public speaker. And that's kind of a lot of what I do on here is speaking. And I get that it's not in front of a crowd like I was trained to, but there's still a lot that I've taken here. And I'm excited to see my mentor again. It's going to be great surprising him.
Honestly, yeah.
But yeah, going back to Pokemon, and I know you said Sinnoh, rumors of Sinnoh remakes. I'm excited to see on the Switch. I heard Mega Evolutions coming back, so getting new Megas,
So I have no data on
especially.
Sinnoh Remakes whatsoever. You got some sauce for me, homie?
I okay. So my phone, I get a lot of weird mixed news, between like politics and like gaming stuff, comics, it's just a weird mix of
As
stuff.
long as you're not horny
And
on main, I think
a
it's
lot
okay.
no, it's not. But one of some of the notifications that come in are about Sinnoh remakes, and a lot of it is just rumors at this point. A lot of it is just being hyped because people want it,
Yeah.
and because Pokemon's 25th anniversary is coming up. But a lot of the rumors have to do with new megas, and if they're dropping new megas, it's going to have to do with some of them are going to be the creation trio, because Sinnoh games.
Man, having Mega Giratina would be actually ridiculous. I'm not gonna lie. That would
And
be ridiculous.
a lot of those rumors surround a Pokemon Let's Go-esque game. So it'd be like Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu, Pokemon Let's Go Eevee. At first, the rumors were like, well, they're going to do that for Johto, and they probably will, probably won't. But at the moment, the hype is all about Sinnoh, Gen 4, because, it's their turn for a remake. And if they're doing it, I doubt they're going to do it in a Let's Go fashion. But hearing that Megas are coming out, I believe it's new Megas and new Gigantamaxes, depending on which version you get. Again, it's all rumors, so grain of salt, as you will.
Still, man, that's actually
But
still super exciting. Yeah.
it's exciting to even like fantasize about the concept of a Sinnoh game where your surf doesn't go at 2 frames per hour. That's the one thing I hate about Diamond. And I know I'm going to restart all the games except for Unova, and do every generation, try to complete those games. Yeah, I'm gonna hate surfing
Man, you're
in
gonna hate
Pokemon.
so many things, especially coming off of Black and White 2. Yo, Black and White 2 has so many nice things in it. Yeah, yo, you, bro,
It does.
Pokemon, Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire has so many nice things in it that just make playing the game easier. Like, okay, so the game gets very easy later on, unlike Black and White 2, or Black and White in general. So far, Black and White 2 is proving to be a little bit of a challenge as well. But like, still, it's just so many quality of life things. Like, yo, putting on a rappel, and then
Yeah.
when it running out in the game, asking if you want to put on another one, bro, bro.
So here's the thing. After, as you guys know, I started Pokemon Y version. I've talked about how I dislike certain things. I do enjoy the game, and I'm finding the same mixed review experience with Ultra Moon. I like the game. There are lots of things that I really, really enjoy, especially like going up to Rockruff or Corsola and just like spinning around and playing Peekaboo with them. And like healing up my Pokemon status conditions after battle without having to use an antidote. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yo, preach.
But there's some things that I really like. That I really dislike. And by some things that I really dislike, as helpful as it is the EXP share.
Yeah.
But other than that, I do enjoy the games. It's
So we can
fun.
talk about
I
that a little
just,
later because I would like to hear your thoughts on it,
yeah.
since you have a lot more of experience with Pokemon than I do. But for let's get our first order
Getting
business
into,
first.
but why I was going into that tangent, and transitioning into where we are in these games, you said that Pokemon Black 2 is more of a challenge. And I think one of the reasons is, unlike me with Alola, with Kalos, like, we've already beat a lot of these people.
Yeah.
Charon, oh my God, we've beat him before. The gym leader we're going to talk about, we beat him. And, like, we feel like going in would be no problem. We got to remember, these are new people coming in. But let's get into the story and the excitement. We go into Castellia City from the boat. Mr. Shrimp, you guessed right. In our last episode, I asked you where you thought we were going. And just watching the way they do it is they take you on a boat and you go on the boat, obviously going into the ports of Castellia City. And you get to see the nightlife, the kind of city skyline. It's really cool if you see it at night. I don't know if you got to.
I did actually. I've been in Castellia City way more in this playthrough than my last one, which is crazy to
Yeah.
say.
There, last our last episode for Castellia City, I believe that episode specifically was the most involved because it's the biggest city. As you know, this region represents New York, and this is New York City as a whole. Those five IRL cities that make up New York City are like squished down into this Times Square-esque theme city. And one of the things I do dislike is that you get everything so much earlier in this game than in the last
Yo,
game.
my dude
Because
just give you a bike. Yo.
right off the bat, this Harlequin, this clown goes up to you and is like, here, take a bike. And I'm like, do you know How I, it's a city apart. In the last game, we got it in an Mombasa city, and it's just a city away. But having a city, I mean, having a bike in Castalia City, just zooming around all over the place. Oh my God. And I'm gonna transition to Mr. Shrimp so he can tell you why they give you the bike in that whole mini. There are so many side quests,
Yo.
starting with the Harlequin side quest. So tell us about
So
that.
there, just as Grasu was saying, there is a lot to do here again. Just like I said, I'm going to be starting with the Harlequin side quest. So with as soon as you enter the city, there's actually a bunch of stuff that goes down. Hugo runs off, and you actually meet one of the gym leaders from the previous games, Iris. She walks up, and she's like, "Oh, hey guys, what are you doing?" Hugo goes up and tells her that we're looking for Team Plasma, and apparently he looks very upset and very aggressive. Because Iris was like, "Yo, I don't know what's going on with him, but he's got some problems." But we do know that Team Plasma is here, and now Iris knows. And since she's a gym leader, she can do a lot more about it than we can. Not for lack of trying, though. When you go into the middle of the city, a Harlequin is there, and he's talking about how, there's actually like a manhunt there, where you go around to specific places in the city, and try to find the clowns. And if you find four clowns and bring go back to him, then he'll give you something. And what he does is he gives you an entire
I
bicycle.
forget.
You know what that means? This man has just a stockpile of bicycles, and every new face he sees, he gives you one. Do you know how expensive a bike is?
I mean,
Bro.
yeah, but also in the Pokemon world, they're like super convenient and foldable. Actually, no, in the Kanto games, and I'm gonna hate this in Pokemon Yellow, in all the Kanto games, even if you max out on money. I forget how many nines it is, but if you max out, the bike is like one more
Yeah, so
dollar.
you literally can't.
So it's impossible
Yeah.
to buy. They're the most expensive thing ever.
It's like, bro, I'm mad. I'm mad that you just have these. Why? Why do you just have these? But yeah, so
I mean, if you can fit how many clowns in one of those tiny cars, like why he just has them, he just does. Don't ask where he stores his bikes.
I
He
will
just
not do
does.
that. I promise I will not do
Yeah.
But yeah, so he basically, right? So we that starts the Harlequin side quest, which essentially just has you going around the city like you normally supposed to. And it's actually pretty cool because it gives you a reason to go around and look at stuff. You can see the Game Freak headquarters are still there. You can get Castelia cones once a day. You can become a survey taker again, just like in last gen. I mean, not last gen, in the last game. There's also the cafe. It's basically the same exact city as last time, but there's a couple of different changes. And one of the main ones is that down at the bottom right, there used to be a dock there that, to my knowledge, actually went unused. But in this game, it actually turns into the Castelia sewers. So depending when you go down there. Hugo accompanies you and says that he roped you into this mess. He might as well help you out. And when you go down there, it's you and him versus whatever Pokemon or trainers or Team Plasma members are down there. And after every fight, he heals you. So it's like you can go all out all the time. It's actually really, really
And it's really
cool.
cool to see that we get to go under this city. Like, this is something we didn't get to experience last game. And it just makes the biggest city so much bigger.
Yeah, man. And I gotta tell you, that is, but for all intents and purposes, an entire dungeon, bro. That sewer is actually super long and very involved. So when you go down there, it depends on the season. During the spring and summer months, it's dry, so you can actually walk down to the sewer floor, and do sewer stuff, I guess. Like you go around, you can check out different places and see different items and different trainers than you normally would. But if you say were there during the winter or the fall, it's filled up with water, right? And apparently the sewer smells bad like 24/7, which kind of stinks.
No
Har 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 har. The pun actually wasn't intended. I noticed that after I said it. But the purpose is that, like, you get, depending on what time you play, you actually get different stuff. So when I first went in, I was in the fall season, because I forgot to set my clock back from whatever season we were supposed to be in. So I was in the fall season, and and the water was all the way up for me. But to reach certain places, I have to, it has to be, to reach certain places, it has to be dry. So in doing, in trying to get everything, I actually saw it in both seasons, and I got to fight a lot of trainers. And I actually, my encounter for the sewers was actually a Zubat. So that's actually really, really good. I'm very happy I got that, because I can start working on a Crobat like now.
Oh, that's true.
So pog guys. The bad thing is I lost Hey Stinky, my Weezing.
Oh yeah, you're
And
doing the
he
Nuzlocke. Oh.
So I lost Hey Stinky. So I have to find I had to find a poison replacement. And don't worry, I got one. I'm just really mad about it. But we'll get to that when we get to that. The main thing I did want to say is that that sewer is super long, and there's a lot of trainers and a lot of Pokemon down there. And there's actually a lot of story that happens down there too. Godasu, did you want to talk about that?
So as a quick thing, speaking of some of the Pokemon that you can catch there, aside from Zubat, I caught one and named it Zubat. Couldn't resist.
Stop.
There's
That's,
I
oh my God.
did. You thought Batman reference was bad? The gender bent version.
You cut out a little bit there, homie. You mind saying that again?
Oh, well, I mean, last game I caught a Woobat named Bryce Wayne, and like that's a gender
You
bent
think one of
version.
the there should be I don't know if it should be a dog Pokemon or a bat Pokemon or like a Zubat, but one of them should be Bruce Fang. Make it like a Halloween version of
Bruce
Batman.
Wayne. That's hilarious. Why is Lucky the Pat right here? Wrong place. I caught a rod. This is real quick. I have a Grimer named Slap.
Damn.
Go deep, deep inside. Center, there's a. And it goes back up into like the center, I know, so to speak. Area reach. It's really cool. So there, I ended up catching a skitty named Kitty. I completed all that. But I went in there with a specific thing. Is and that's 5% encounter rate. I spent, I want to say, an hour catching Pride, Greed, Wrath, Gluttony, Sloth, Envy, and the Lust of the Eevees, which I'm going to evolve into their respective Eeveelutions.
Good,
5%
good job, man. I did not
encounter.
have that amount of luck, so I'm happy that somebody did.
Yeah, but actually going in and catching them, that would count as a separate area for you. Which
Yeah, and you know what I caught?
what
I caught a Trubbish.
in the sensor area and that little
No, actually. No. Okay, so in that center garden, I got a Pidove. So
oh
you
yeah.
know that. So in the okay, so in the back area. You know how you fight the grunts in there, and then you get like access to, like a back cave.
Yeah.
Actually, back there I caught a Timber. So I'm actually not, I'm not too mad about
That's
that. But we should probably get onto the
Yeah.
story that happened in
So
there. So after you, oh, actually, I've been talking a lot. Go ahead, cut off here.
Gohan. I'm Goku's son now. But going into the story, once you go in there, you I want to say this is where you see this mysterious blonde with like this blue anime hair antenna. And if you go into, I believe it's after the gym that you see him again, but I'm going to talk about it now. If you go to city, you see this man again, and his name is Chloris, and he's essentially this game's version of N, in the sense that he's connected to Team Plasma. He's really high up, and he's not one of the seven sages. And the thing about him, he's a scientist who wants to reach a Pokemon's true potential. And Chloris is the anti-N, so to speak. Whereas N was someone who was filled with these dreams, with these inspirations, with this wonder that like lured you in. This guy's a scientist to the bone. He is cold. He's not evil per se. He's cold and methodical, and he thinks about everything as, in a very scientific way, I guess, where it's all an analysis and no heart. And it's really interesting to see that contrast, because this is our N replacement, and he's the exact opposite. I think it's really cool to see him.
Let it be known, guys, that scientist is like an understatement. Like he is when he walks up to you, he talks very prim, very proper. And his main focus is bringing out the potential in people, and that's why he was saying that the goal for his Team Plasma, which makes me think that there's actually multiple heads of Team Plasma and they each want different things.
Right.
But in this guy's mind, the main purpose for Team Plasma is to build a world now that Pokemon are complete are like completely like their potential is maxed out. It's unlocked, and the way to do that is with people and with trainers. Not so much with like Pokemon by themselves. Just like when with Team Plasma 2 years ago, how they wanted Pokemon to be free from trainers. Now the goal is to get Pokemon with very specific trainers to have their potential unlocked. And that means still taking them from other people.
And this potential, it reminds me a lot about the phenomenons we see in later generations. Mega evolution, Dynamaxing and Gigantamaxing, Z moves. And it's funny because I saw him in Pokemon Ultra Moon, and he gave me the TM Flame Charge, and he spoke about Z moves being this unlocked potential between trainer and Pokemon. I don't know if he's evil yet. He gave me Flame Charge, but like he could still be evil.
I don't know if I would say evil. I would say misguided so far.
But
Just 'cause I wouldn't treat Pokemon as a science experiment like he
yeah.
is.
But what I'm getting at is it's interesting to see that he talks about the potential of Pokemon, and then in later generations, immediately after he appears, we see this explored potential in different ways depending on the region. But before we get into the gym battle, which I think is like the next thing that happens, there are two mythic Pokemon that have a place here in Castellia City. Meloetta, which has the exact same story. You go in there, there's this guitarist who plays his guitar. Beautiful memory melody. Meloetta dances around and gets her signature move, which lets her change forms. And what I'm doing right now, which is if you take a Victini to Liberty Island, he comes out of his Pokeball, he's doing it right now. He looks around the room. And this is one of the two Victini that I traded from Pokemon Black for from Pokemon White version, sorry. And he's just dancing around. That's it. That's all he did. He danced around. I didn't get anything out of it. Okay, so I knew he was connected to this little.
He just wanted to have a good time.
That's all he wanted to do. He came out of his Pokeball, he danced around. And you can only get to Liberty Island by going to Liberty Pier. And I'm trying to think if there's any other side quest thing here before the gym. There's that little where you battle. It's fun. This time his son. All I can think of before the gym. And, oh my God. I this gym is Berg at his finest.
Yeah. So, to basically just for doesn't get people weren't paying attention. Essentially once you go into the sewers, you go to the back of them with Hugo, you have a fight with some Team Plasma Grunts, and after which what's it called? After you beat them, Berg actually comes up and says that he already checked and there's no other Team Plasma people further in the sewers. And then he says that he sees some potential in you, so come see him at his
And
gym.
before we talk about his gym, tell us what his gym was like in the
And
last game, because.
so if you guys do recall, in the last game, his gym was actually like honey related. So what you would do is the gym is shaped like a big honeycomb, and you would have to push through big walls of honey in order to get further into the gym. Now his gym is completely different, and I think it's really cool and also disgusting at the same time.
So tell us about this gym because I'm going through it right now just for the fun of it, and it's so much
So
fun.
his gym now continues the bug theme, but it's based around cocoons and webs instead of honey. So what happens now is that when you're trying to go through the gym, trainers will burst out of like spider egg cocoons. Like think of like giant spider sacks. The gym has changed from being like almost completely vertical to, I mean, almost completely horizontal to being very vertical in its structure. So it goes way high up instead of going way far back now. And how you go around is you jump into these, like you go next to these cocoons, they suck you in, and then you get teleported, like you get squeezed through, like I don't even know how to describe it. Like you get squeezed through,
Tentacles.
like that last bit of toothpaste out of a tube, or like being sucked like a tentacle or something. It's like it's the nastiest, crazy straw you've ever seen, and you get plopped out and spit out of other cocoons in like different floors and whatever. And again, people break out of these cocoons to fight you.
The top one.
So the whole gym is white and wispy and like webby and it's nasty. Okay, cool.
Favorite.
So, yeah, actually, the top floor is.
Okay, I have no idea what happened. It said it disconnected and saved. But we were talking about Berg and
Yeah, sorry about that, listeners. I have no idea what was going on with that. But so
me
what
neither.
happens with Berg is right at the top, it's still all wispy and gross, but at the in it you can actually see like paint and stuff dripping from the ceiling. So you talk to him and he says how cocoons mean metamorphosis and how with cocoons comes change and how anything can change. Like once you go into a cocoon you can come out as anything you want to be. So it's actually like a really good symbol. And I was like, you know what? That's really cool. It's still gross, but that's pretty neat.
You
And
haven't
then you
even
fight him.
mentioned the best part. The best part is the floor, which is filled with paint. And as you run across the floor, there's ripples of rainbow. It's
Yeah, actually that's
so
pretty sick too.
cool. But yeah, going into our fight, remind us of what our challenge was for this gym, and then tell us how you went about it.
So I believe the challenge for this gym was maxed out stats, right?
Yes.
Okay. So with this gym challenge, it was actually pretty easy for me. Because for the unaware, Berg's gym is a bug type gym. And I actually do have a fire type Pokemon. I have two Pokemon that would help out here. Hey Stinky, when he was still alive, rest in peace, and Afrojack. Hey Stinky is a Weezing, and that's poison type, that beats bugs and grass, litty litty. And then Afrojack is a Magby, which is fire type. So that's also litty. So essentially all I had to really do was just get stat boosting items on not items stat boosting moves on the both of them or use X attacks because all we had to do was do max out their stats. So I bought a bunch of X special attacks, just in case Hey Stinky died or in case I needed them. And I just sent him in. I taught him workup, and we went in. The thing is that it was going
Nice.
pretty well. Hey Stinky took out Hey Stinky took out all of his Pokemon except for one, and that one was the Lavanny, right? So throughout this whole thing, Hey Stinky was taking a little bit of damage because he's not fast and he's not that strong. The main thing I had to do was going with poison gas and make Hey Stinky what's it called? Make Hey Stinky poison the enemy and then use Venus Shock. Because remember, we just did the poison type gym and we got Venus Shock as a TM. And Venus Shock has 65 base power, or just 60 base power. I think it's 65. And
I
its
think
damage gets.
it's
You think it's 60?
I could
That's
be
fine.
wrong.
So it gets its damage doubled if the target's poisoned. So all I had to do was just it's 2-turn kill, and it made my life pretty easy. Until Levani came in and got a crit, and he killed Hey Stinky. Like Hey Stinky had like 40 HP, some on. And Levani used a grass type move. I can't remember which one it was, but he smacked the shit out of Hey Stinky and killed him like on the spot. And I was like, no, my clean sweep.
Jeez, I am so sorry. First
He
death.
fucked Hey Stinky up, bro. It's my second death
All right.
actually. So my first death was a purloin. Her name was Rouge, and I literally just didn't care for her. Like, but that's it.
Oh.
I just didn't protect her. That's about it.
Protector. Jesus. Okay, so for me, I thought it would be easy. See, I had a plan. I have a level one Axew, which I hatched from a mystery, not mystery gift, one of those, yeah, one of the mystery gift Pokemon that came in so handy, that I ended up hatching into an Axew, and my plan was Dragon Rage. But guess what level it learns Dragon Rage? Even with grind, it was not enough. Let me tell you.
I don't know when he
Oh, he's
learned
going for the
Dragon
gut.
Rage. What is it, like level 40?
Actually, let me double check my Pokedex app. But I believe it's around the 40s.
Which would suck, because at that point you already have moves that are going to do more damage.
Dragon Dance 32.
Oof.
32. And grinding it up to like level 15-ish was already a pain. I committed to using it. And unlike Mr. Shrimp, my Pokemon faint and go back into which is an honest relief that I'm not doing a Nuzlocke. But yeah, I had to figure out what I can do in order to gain stat boosts. And I ended up just using X attacks, X defense, X specials, lots of healing. And this is someone who hates those items with a passion. I dislike, it's not that I dislike moves like that. They're fine and all, I just don't use them. For me, I'd rather attack. And when I see an NPC using an X attack or an X defend, that's an extra opportunity for me to take them down. So having to use them was super, super annoying. I hate it. I'm glad I'm never doing it again.
Yo, man, we got somebody here who does not like stat boosting moves. That stuff, because there some of them moves are really good, like Swords Dance. Bro, Swords Dance doubles your damage in one move. That's really
What
good.
I prefer is Flame Charge, where I do damage and still get a speed boost.
Yeah, that's fair. The
Like,
moves are pretty good. The only bad thing is that they do less damage to compensate.
yeah, for me is I'd rather get the hit in while I can. And I, as we're speaking, I'm battling Darumaka. I'm on my way. I use home claws. Great job, me.
I mean, that's also a good move if you have if you're trying to use something inaccurate like
Hello? Mr. Shrimp? Mr. Shrimp, are you there? I'm not sure if he's there. Give me one second. Okay, you lagged into saying,
So what happened was my headphone fell out, and
Oh.
Anchor can't handle microphone changes. So because my headphone fell out, my mic changed from my headphone mic to my phone mic, but it doesn't get that. So it just repeats whatever the last one is, and then just stops. So it's annoying, but it's whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, so there's moves out there that I was
But
saying
yeah.
that there's moves out there that you would want to use home claws for, but that's beside the point. The main thing is that we both got to the gym challenge, and I lost Hey Stinky, but it's okay because I just remembered where I got that Trubbish from. I do have a Trubbish, that's what I'm trying to say. So I still have a poison type,
Right.
and I still have I'm gonna use Zubat because it is a beast, and I love Zubat. So that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay, so I want to set a few additional bonuses to your Nuzlocke challenge, just to make things a little bit easier. You don't have to take them, but I think like it would help
Yeah.
a little.
Yeah.
We'll make it a TV tried special. Rule number one: your starter, even if it faints, cannot be killed.
Okay.
That's your starter. Plus, you're gonna need a water type for surf, and yes, you can catch lots of water types. Or you can use it as an HM slave once it's dead. But riding on a dead Samwat, just don't do Percy no justice.
You damn right it don't.
Second, your Pokemon cannot be killed by wild Pokemon.
Yo,
Because.
honestly, if we had like some real like hard Nuzlocke people in here, what they'd be like, yo, but dying in during grinding is like an integral part of Nuzlocke. Why you just gotta hold
Yeah,
that? And for me, I'm like, man, I'm having fun.
for
Your rules, man.
if you think about and this is going back to original Team Plasma, one of the big things that brings up is it okay to, if you're in the wild battling for survival, that's one thing. If you're battling to catch a Pokemon, that's but one and like them being dead, I feel like makes a lot more sense in, oh, I'm going to force my mouse to fight your mouse. You're forcing the Pokemon to do battle for entertainment.
Yo, all right, so that's one of the things that's always been kind of fishy about Pokemon, because it's like, man, it's basically like, it was not basically, it is like, what's it called? It's like dog fighting. That's why PETA was so adamant about getting Pokemon banned. I think it's still a stupid argument, but because it's what's it called? It's virtual, it's like digital, so it's not one to one. Like you can't say it's not exactly that, but you know it's weird. It's different.
Yeah, they also don't make that complaint for Digimon, and Digimon can speak and have human like human level intellect.
Yeah, they have human
So
emotion
like,
and all that
what are you
stuff.
gonna say? I can't have I mean some Digimon are also human basically. Like Angemon. But the point I'm trying to make is like like I feel like the deaths in a Nuzlocke challenge would make more sense in an environment where PETA can say this is bad.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait a
That
minute. All right. Well,
yes.
go on, go on. Go on, go on.
But that being said, that kind of covers it unless you want to talk about Route 4. I believe it's Route 4. The next route which leads into Nimbasa City without talking about Nimbasa City.
So I
And the
haven't
Relic Castle. I haven't gone to Relic.
gone too far in the Route 4 because I just didn't want to What's it called? I didn't want to skip too far ahead. But I did want
Right.
to say I did get my encounter. I don't remember what it was exactly. I think it was a Scraggy, but I remember it wasn't what I wanted because I wanted Sandile.
Yeah, I'm doing that. Things I want to say is, depending on the day of the week, a certain Pokemon will appear in that area. One of for Pokemon White version, it's Braviary. I believe on Mondays, Pokemon Black 2, it's Vullaby. On Thursdays, I could be wrong on the days. But the point is, it's an overworld Pokemon with this hidden ability. I don't think those should count towards, oh, I already caught a Pokemon here because they're overworld special Pokemon. So, and getting a Vullaby this early on, I'm pretty sure would be a big help.
I don't know actually. Right now, I've got access to some pretty good Pokemon. Magby is going to be pretty good because there aren't that many fire types in this region. I got Zubat. Samurott's pretty good. Let's see.
For
Yo, don't sleep on Herdier, man. Herdier has some nice attack. I'm not gonna lie.
nah, it does. But for me, like, getting a Braviary this early on, one, Braviary is an essential part of my main team in White version, but I didn't get it until like after all 8 badges. So getting one early on is nice, and I'm not trying to keep it on my main team because I already had it on my main team, but it's a good flying type to have. And for me, like having a flying until I get my main flyer, like it's a no-brainer. I need something to use fly. I need something that's good.
That's true. Oh, before we get too ahead of ourselves, so I was talking about the route, and I did want to mention that on that route we actually do see that scientist guy again, and
Oh, right.
he does say some interesting stuff this time. Do you remember what he says?
I remember he's talking about Krustle because there's a whole bunch of Krustle blocking the path. But if you wanna go on that, because you did that a little more recently.
Yeah, so basically, I didn't know this before, but the reason that you weren't able to, even if you got if you walked that far, there'd be a bunch of Krustle that are in the area that are keeping you from progressing. Just because they're sleepy and they don't want to move. And they're blocking the whole road. So yeah, that's about it. So when you get to that area, that scientist dude comes up. And he says that he has a machine that can energize Pokemon, and so that's exactly what he does. He takes that machine, he energizes all the Krustles so that they can get up and, continue their little po daily Pokemon lives. And so when he does that, he basically says that he wants to be the one to unlock the full potential of all Pokemon, not just the Krustle that he just did, but all the Pokemon, even the Pokemon in our inventory. And so he asks to have another fight, and you don't really have a choice. You just gotta do it. And his Pokemon are a little tougher than last time, since you a little tougher since like 5 seconds ago when you fought him.
He
But it's
does
like
some training.
Shit. Sorry, I dropped something. But anyway, so he Yeah, so you fight him, and eventually he just says, you're the one that actually has a lot of potential. So maybe his Pokemon are going to be good with you for a little later, but don't worry, we'll run some tests. And then he runs off.
Yeah.
Then you're free to go explore the rest of Route 4. And that's where I got my encounter. I'm pretty sure it was a Scraggy, but let me check. I'm pretty sure it
Scraggy
was
is
a Scraggy.
great. Plus, if you count all the event Pokemon that we got, like
Let's see.
Ludicolo,
No.
that's a shiny Metagross. Things like that are
Remember to move.
what while you're doing that, what is our challenge for next badge for Elisa, I think?
I actually have no idea, to be honest with you.
I don't remember what it is. We're gonna have to let me check now, actually, because I have the chat pulled up. And then, Mr. Shrimp, do you want to try streaming for Minecraft or something? Or are you busy?
I am gonna be on puppy duty in T minus 15 minutes. So unfortunately, I'm gonna have to pass on that one. Where?
I
What
still
the?
want to play
Where?
just so I can show you a house that I built. I learned
Yeah.
how to use a loom and like I had fun with making a flag for my house.
These
That
are
being
pretty cool, man.
oh yeah. Trying to look up the freaking list.
I got Trubbish on Route 4. That's where I got this Trubbish from.
Ooh.
That's hilarious, bro.
I don't think I found a Trubbish yet. I could be wrong. I could be mistaken. It's been a while since I opened the game.
Yeah, double check your habitat list. But yeah, I'm looking at the summary for my Trubbish right now, and it says Route 4. Damn, that's hilarious. I wish I got anything other than this. But whatever, I'll just have to
Because you
play
don't
for
want trash.
it. No, I don't actually. I don't need another poison type. I don't need Trubbish. I didn't know the poison type. I wanted a ground or a ground type or a fighting type. But whatever, man. It's fine. It's whatever.
Not Pokemon. They freaking people be sleeping on it, and Among Us.
It's very people do not sleep on Among Us, bro. That was in the meta for a while there.
I'm telling
Among
you,
Us is
it's still
really,
very,
really good.
it's really good. It's also very overlooked. Okay, here we go. First gym Nuzlocke. What about the others? Okay, so we did stats. We did baby Pokemon. Oh, it's monotype time. It's monotype. That means I
Guess
gotta
it's going poison
generate
type.
a type for you, and you gotta generate a type for me. The one thing I am gonna say about making a monotype for you is you'd be able to go in and catch more Pokemon than your Nuzlocke allows. Like, let's say I pick fighting type and you only have one, you're allowed to go
Yeah.
catch more fighting type.
I better have a good fighting type then. Ha.
So I'm gonna pull up a random generator now. This
Is
way
it
I
random
can,
then?
yeah, I'm gonna pull up a generator right now so I can tell you what type you're going to be using. And hopefully I don't hit fairy, because if it's fairy, I'm just gonna do a reroll.
Reroll because Fair isn't in this. Fair isn't in this gym.
Dragon type, I'm also going to do a reroll because we don't have access to that many dragons at the we don't get access to any. The fact that I have an Axew from an egg is amazing. But yeah. Generator. Drum roll, please. Drum roll.
Oh, my bad.
And your
Oh,
type.
this Trubbish came with black sludge. That's actually really nice.
Okay, so it gave me two options. I'm gonna let you pick which one you want. It said rock type, it said bug type. So do you want to use rock types or bug types?
Both of those are kind of shit.
Against an electric type?
No, just what rock types do we even have access to right now?
If you go to Route 4 and all that, I believe. Oh, you're gonna find more ground types. Do we have any caves for Rajinrola? Yeah,
I haven't
Rajinrola, that's
seen a
all you got.
Rock
If you go into the cave
and
through
Roll.
the
I mean, I
sewer,
guess I'll rock that.
do
Yeesh.
you want me to re-roll?
Sure. We'll do one more mulligan. Whatever I got.
Okay. You're gonna hate this. It's out of water.
I probably. I don't hate that at all, actually. I'm pretty happy with
Against
that.
electric type.
I have two water types, and one of them is really fast, and the other one I can use is water. It's okay. It'll be fine. Oh God, I can make it work.
Right.
I just gotta train up my starter a little bit.
Okay, and now pull up a generator and let's see what type I'm working with. And I'm
Okay,
hoping it's
you.
if it's steel, I'll take that too for Lucario. Actually, I'm on Route 4 and I'm not using
You.
Lucario as my main. Like, that would avoid
Let's
so
see.
much sand.
Pokemon type generator.
Pokemon. Cobalt switch. Please don't be water or flying. I swear to God. I'll actually
You
later.
got normal grass type. So you got to work with one of the two of those.
On one hand, normal type, I think I have an abundance of. Plus, I have Meloetta, which is a legendary normal type, or mystic. Mystic. On the other, if I do grass type, then I can just run with Grover. So I'm going to do grass type.
There
Plus,
you go.
I
All
do
right,
have
he's ready
Ludicolo.
to roll.
I do have Ludicolo. That's good.
Remember that's neutral to electric.
It is, but like getting moves like Scald and all that, I can try to pull off a burn.
Yeah. Hopefully, if you're going for that strat, hopefully the Pokemon in the gym are only using like Thunder Punch or like Wild
Yeah.
Charge or something. Because if they use Thunderbolt, it's not going to affect that damage.
Plus I just caught a Maractus, and that's exciting.
Oh,
Maractus,
that's cool. Yeah, actually, that's
I
a
haven't
nice new
actually
grass type.
used in battle, but it's a
Actually, that reminds me, I should go to Desert Ruins so I can, or Desert Resort,
yeah.
so I can get some more. So I can get like what, two more catches? I think it's two.
You can get two and
Because I got the resort
not
and I got the
including
ruins in
Vullaby.
there.
Not counting Vullaby. I'm hoping to find a Sandshrew because they're adorable. But if your encounter is a Sandshrew, that'd be great because like they're amazing. Sigilyph would also be a great first encounter for you because apparently Sigilyph is one of the best Pokemon in Unova, and I've just overlooked it.
Huh?
Yeah, no.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, so Psychic Flying, it's got great moves from when you get it, and it only gets better Psychic moves as you go on. And it makes sense that the Elite Four, Caitlyn has it on her team. Like it's a good Pokemon.
Huh. Well, call me surprised.
Apparently a lot of people on YouTube really like Sigilyph. There's one guy who makes a best team per starter per game, a playlist on YouTube, and Sigilyph has appeared on, I believe, all his Unova teams for Pokemon Black and White, Pokemon Black and White 2, for all three starters.
Yeah, I definitely slept on Sigilus then because I didn't think he was that good.
I still think it's just okay. I'm not going to use it on my main. It'd be a great flyer, but I just don't feel Sigilyph.
Has a lot of HM moves to use,
It
like
does. It has a lot of
Flash and
coverage.
Fly and Strength and a lot of them. That's a lot of them.
Its coverage is really good. Its stats are pretty good.
All right.
I just don't know
I
about
think that
it.
about wraps it up, though.
It does. It does. So yeah, anything that you're expecting for Nimbasa City, that's the next city. We're getting Elisa, so what do you think is going to change about the city and the gym?
I'm gonna have a way worse time because I don't have fucking Sandile. That's what I think.
The gym challenge, I admit, you could pull off paralysis with Force Pump. Oh my God. sorry. That being said,
That's kind of hype.
it's super hype. I think I'm gonna have a good time. Last time was a bit challenging, considering my starter was weak to electric. Now I believe grass resists.
Yes, it does.
So for next week, I'm gonna have that in the bag with a team of grass type. To be honest, I was really excited for this specific gym challenge, the Nuzzle, the Mono type. I'm very excited with my results. I'm not usually a grass main. And by that I mean like the last grass type I used in my main team that I can recall. Aside f Okay, so there are two that I can recall, and only two. In the post game of Pokemon Leaf Green, I rocked the Victory Bell. Victory
Fair.
Bell from Berry Forest. That was so much fun. And then Pokemon Y, getting a Venusaur, mostly because its poison type did wonders against fairies.
Yeah.
And now clearly
That's true.
I have Grover, and that's working out pretty well. But
You
I
know,
don't
I'm happy
usually
to
do
hear it.
grass ups.
I'm happy to hear, and I can actually honestly see why. Because if you're not, grass types aren't really good for just straight attacking. They are mainly good for defense and support.
Yeah.
Just it's not like their typing and their moves don't really facilitate like being super hyper aggressive with them. But they do have a lot, and I mean like a lot of nice like coverage moves.
Yeah. Going into, I guess, non-canon, in the fan-made game Pokemon Uranium, my starter was Orchix. And yes, Grass Steel is an amazing type combo.
Bro,
And legit,
steal anything at this point is so good.
the whole time, I kid you not, for like half of the gyms, including the fire gym in that game, freaking Leech Seed, Mega Drain, Mega Drain, Mega Drain, Mega Drain. That's all I had
Yo,
to.
you gave him the miracle seed too.
Yeah. Until I got Mega Evolution, then I Mega Evolved. Because like, yes,
That's
Mega
fair.
Evolution is great. But yeah, to be honest, I don't really use grass type. There's like those with those four exceptions. Right now I need a grass type in Pokemon Ultra Moon because I'm about to fight Olivia. And
I do want to say in front of all the viewers too, yo, be careful because that game gets really, really hard.
Ultra Moon.
like really, re yeah, it does. So it doesn't get really hard until like the final boss and especially post game.
Post game, I'm
So
excited
I
for,
wouldn't,
and then
yeah.
catching Ultra Beasts, I'm excited for.
Which is gonna be pretty lit. I just want to let you know those guys go pretty hard, bro. Okay? Like they go su they're pretty OD, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. That being said,
All right,
we should
I can
chill
let you
after,
know.
but it's time to wrap up the episode. So, what do you guys say to listeners? What's your end card?
Well, guys, once again, sorry about the delay. There's just been a lot of stuff going on, and we're just trying to get content out as much as we can, as consistent as we can. So hopefully everything stays steady, and thank you for listening. We're gonna keep doing this series, and it is gonna get finished. And hopefully it won't take as long as the last one,
Oh, it's
although
gonna
there
take
is
longer.
so much content in
Gonna
this
take so much longer, I feel like.
game. Yeah, there's so much content in these games, man. Just I don't even know. I don't even know, man. I don't even know how long we're gonna be at this, but I do know that Kadasu told me that it's gonna be a doozy.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you guys know my end card. Don't forget, stay safe. Yesterday was Valentine's Day, so I hope you guys stayed safe. Stay 6 feet apart. Stay covered, when it matters.
Hey, listen, man. As if you guys. Had a, if you guys look down on your left hand right now, or your right hand, you might be one of those guys. If you had to spend a weekend with the wifey right there, it's okay. Don't worry, you got him next to your champ.
If you had to spend time with
That's
the wifey, you got him next year. Oh God. Yeah. Stay safe, guys, and don't forget masks, gloves, other gloves. Do what you gotta do to stay safe. The pandemic is.
Gloves for other parts of your bodies, meaning socks.
I feel like it's starting to get better, but it's still here, and that's the thing we have to remember. We've gotten so used to it being here that it's kind of something that we shrug off. No, it's still something serious. So stay safe. Don't forget, follow Team We Tried. I'll be out on my sister said around the 28th it'll be ready, but I would say look on Twitter. I'm going to confirm on Twitter when it's ready, when that date arrives, and I'll tell you when we're posting. Go to Twitter.
Oh, absolutely! Keep an eye out, please, guys.
Tweet me, bitches.
That'd be great. And remember, if you guys listen, man, if you guys don't follow our Twitter, I'm gonna shoot you. I'm gonna come to your house with a Nerf gun, and it's not gonna be pretty.
On one hand, I don't think I can condone violence like this. On the other, you did say Nerf gun. So,
I think that's fine. I think that's respectable.
I feel conflicted. Listeners, if he threatens to shoot you, then he might come after my leadership position in Team We Tried. And to be honest, that leadership position is no more than like, yeah, like it's dwindled down to me. Okay, I'm gonna. Well,
Yo, you don't even
legit.
have.
Okay, big tangent, big tangent. Team We Tried talk time. Now that we finished the Pokemon episode. As you guys know, I used to do all of the writing for everything, preparing episodes. I'm actually preparing a fun little episode for Anchor before we fully immerse into YouTube and never come to Anchor again. Just so that we have more content out. But aside from like I used to do it every week, writing every episode and shit like that. Writing the prompts and things like that. And that when I say leader, like that's what I was doing. And now that we're going on YouTube, it's freaking LaRue's writing a lot more, which is great because he's throwing out a lot better content than I ever could. He's doing a very different form of content than I was
Oh,
doing.
come on, man.
Freaking Mr. Shrimp is going to be helping with the audio a lot more and doing edits for audio. And my sister's taking over art. And I'm just like, I told my sister this too. I'm like, I've just been sitting down and not doing anything. And it feels so,
Okay, to be fair, I also haven't been
it
doing
feels
anything.
so not like me. I was used to like on my laptop every day, write it out, write it out, write it out. And I've gotten a bit of the episode that I want to do. I'll talk to you, Mr. Shrimp, about it after so that you can help jump on this so that we can get it done. But
Right.
it feels so weird letting other people take over. I am not the leader of Team We Tried anymore, and that's okay because like we don't need it just feels weird stepping into a new role and like not knowing what direction we're Well, okay, we know what direction we're going in, but not knowing my place in that direction, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I'm excited for it. I'm here for it. I just need to adjust.
I feel that,
I'm
man.
not the leader. Team We Tried. I can't say that anymore. So what do I say?
Yo, man, I think that diversifying up our team is actually a really good step in the right direction because it's not solely placed on one person. So now that LaRue is doing writing, I'm doing audio, Taco is doing a lot more is doing a lot more of the visual aspect. That actually frees up that frees you up to do to help basically whoever, if LaRue needs help writing, you can help with skits with I would definitely say what we need right now is somebody to assist Taco in making to assist Taco in making the animation like smooth, because the process hasn't taken her a while. Not that I'm upset or I'm complaining, it's just I understand that the animation process takes forever because it's
That's
really
not
hard.
counting work or classes that she's doing right now.
Exactly. Like it's a time-consuming process in and of itself, let alone all the other stuff that you have to do in order to keep your life afloat.
But yeah.
So that sounds really hard, but like it's We're still
We're
figuring it out. We'll get
transitioning
there.
into a new era. I wanted to do a lot more trying things because we're a team, we tried, but my sister's right in the fact that we are trying new things and like making these videos and stuff like that. Oh my God, I just caught N's Darumaka because of Memory Link. And it went to my box, so I can't tell you anything about it. But yeah, we're gonna hang up now. Mr. Sherman, I'm gonna talk to you about the episode I'm trying to plan. And yeah, we'll get to that.
All right, guys, we'll see. We'll again, we'll talk to you soon.